Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, August the 3rd, 2017, and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, again, on tonight, we have Minister Saran Rambis. He will be coming to us with the Word of God on tonight. Once again, Minister Rambis from Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. We want to say a great shout out to our man of God, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Shield of Faith Church family on tonight. Well, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. So as we always do, we want to follow along with the man of God as he brings forth God's Word. So right now, as we always do, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, again, it's once again in the name of Jesus, your only begotten Son, that we come giving your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor because of who you are. And Father, we know that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing or what we're dealing with, we know that with you all things are possible. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, again for who you are. We thank you for this, another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I begin with myself and my entire family, and also Minister Rambis and his entire family. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and not only us, but all of the listeners. Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, so that our prayers and that the word that you have put place in Minister Rambis' heart to speak unto your people on tonight will not be hindered, that it will accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come listen up all those that may be tuned in by way of telephone or by way of internet that do not have a relationship with your Jesus Christ and a personal relationship with him tonight, that something will be said, Heavenly Father, through your word. After hearing the word, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and surrender and yield their hearts and minds and bodies to him. And they would ask and seek him to be saved in his name on tonight so that they will come to know their God purpose and walk in it and fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer on tonight for your glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we lift up all listeners on tonight. We pray that you will continue to bless them, continue to strengthen them through your word, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and lift up all those that may be sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. You know, Heavenly Father, who they are and where they are. So we know that you are our healer. And so we've come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in any way, in any form on tonight, that you are our healer. And we're standing on that word by faith in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I come in a special way lifting up Pastor Kenneth Harris, the Baptist Tabernacle on tonight. You know what his ailments is with his back, and we know that you are a healer. So we claim in healing for him right now in the name of Jesus. And all those that are afflicted on tonight, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that you are our comforter, and we know that heaven still has, we know that heaven is a place, Heavenly Father, for those that are for prepared people. And we know that know that we stand on your word that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are still our comforter. You are the great comforter, and you're the great physician. So we just thank you for who you are. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Move through your spirit and the man of God on tonight, Minister Rambis, as he ministers your word on tonight to your people, that you will be glorified. Through it all is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, when you truly have peace, you are bound closer to God. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight says to us, when you truly have peace, the peace that only God gives, the peace that surpasses all understanding, you are bound closer to God. And I am a witness of that fact. And I know that I am not the only one. So we thank God for that spiritual food for tonight. I'm asking all listeners that are going to be listening to Minister Rambis as he delivered God's word. I'm asking that at the conclusion of his message, if you would still stay on the line, because if we have time, we're going to open up the line for comments and feedback to him. And also, every now and then, starting tonight, he will be ministering to us after he delivered God's word in the form of a musical selection. So his musical selection that he will be doing at the end of his message tonight is titled, I'm Still Searching. So this is something that we are doing new and starting tonight. Again, every now and then, Minister Rambis will be ministering to us with a song after the closing of his message. So tonight his closing song will be, I'm Still Searching. So continue to stay on the line, continue to listen in after he concludes with his message on tonight, and be blessed by and ministered to about this musical selection, I'm Still Searching. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I have one announcement that I would like to make before we get ready to bring Minister Rambis to bring the word on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, and I am announcing this on behalf of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. They have a backpack jamboree for up to 150 to 200 children. They are sponsoring a backpack back-to-school jamboree. Again, it's going to be for from 100 up to 200 children will be receiving these backpacks. And it will be taking place at River Rouge Park on Saturday, August the 19th. I do not have the time yet as far as the start time, but once I get that information, I would definitely pass it on. For those of you in the Michigan area, Detroit area, that would like to participate in this, again, Saturday, August the 19th, I will get the time so I can pass it on to the listeners. Again, it's going to be taking place at River Rouge Park, and this is sponsored by Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters Ministries. For more information, you may want to contact Brother Axton. Axton is spelled A-C-T-S-H-U-N. I'm sure I pronounced it wrong, but forgive me. Brother Axton Terrell, his last name is Terrell. Brother Terrell, he can be reached at area code 248-234-8127. Once again, Brother Terrell from Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters Ministries, regarding the school backpack jamboree for the children. If you need more information, please contact them at area code 248-234-8127. There will be music, food, fun, and refreshments. And they're asking that if you would like to assist or donate, please give Brother Terrell a call. All types of school supplies are needed, and they will be needed before August the 19th. So they want to be a blessing to the children by giving back to the community. So we want to support them in that effort. So they want to pass that information on to the listeners as in the form of announcements. Well, right now, I am not going to do a music break on tonight because we know that, as I forestated, at the end of Minister Rambis' message on tonight, he will be ministering to us with a song that he's going to be playing at the closing of his message. So you want to be blessed and ministered to by this song at the closing of his message. Once again, the song is titled "I'm Still Searching." So, Minister Rambis, at this time, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother James. To all the listeners, I want to say thank God for another opportunity, another privilege to speak to his people. First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I would be nothing. So I thank God for allowing me to have the right mind and choose him to be my Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ. And then I thank him for the covering, the shepherd that he placed in my life, Bishop James Jennings, and the shield, greater shield of faith family. I want to say thank God and God bless you. And I love you. And so in the greater shield of faith, we had a couple of prayer requests and prayer needs. We got Sister Carla and her mother, Mary Davis. Sister Carla Davis, Mary Davis, suffered a loss. Just want to say we continue praying for you guys. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. We can't say don't cry. We can't even say that it's not going to hurt. But what we can say is God will be there. Jesus, allow him to be just what you need, and he will be just what you need in this hour. I'm a witness. Then we got a couple of deacons that's in the hospital. We have Deacon Thompson. They like to ask Jesus to send his angels of healing and protection and covering there. And then also we have Deacon A.C. Webb, who's in Beaumont, has some health challenges. And so we want to thank God for complete healing, complete restoration concerning those two men of God. And so right now I'd like to pray. It's a special prayer for anyone else that you might be facing a health challenge. So, definitely, Father, we thank you for being so good. We thank you for being so kind. We thank you for being our healer. You know, Isaiah tells us that with the stripes, we are healed. And so right now we want to claim that healing in the name of Jesus. Right now we want healing angels and to wrap your loving and healing arms around those in need, Lord. Give them the comfort. Give them the reassurance that you are the doctor. Now, you know, we have some doctors that's practicing physicians, but we know the great physician. And, Lord, now we call in on you to heal in the way that only you know how to heal. And we call in it done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And so we thank God for that. And so Lord, place in my heart my aunt that's down in Alabama, my aunt Diane Hunter. Don't know why, but Lord, touch her. Send your angels of protection, your angels of peace, your angels of mercy. Comfort her. Let her know that you'll give her strength to fight this battle, and you give her peace that surpasses all understanding. Right now, in the name of Jesus. So tonight, there is a word from the Lord, and it's coming from Hebrews, the 13th chapter and verse 8. There's one verse tonight. I'll give you a little time to find it. Yep, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And so it reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today, once again, that's it, one verse, Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and Thank you for this word. Lord, let this word be of peace, of comfort, encouragement to your people. Now, Lord, we know that no preaching is done except by you. So, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so tonight, just want to talk to you a few minutes from the title, Same Jesus. Same Jesus. People of God, we live in a world that is constantly changing. Change is all around us. On March the 12th, 2017, we changed our clocks to reflect saving time. And again, on November the 5th, 2017, we will change our clock once again to signal the end of daylight saving time. And so as I reflected on the time change, I thought about how the world has changed. And so as a basis tonight, I just want to compare the way that the world has changed from in the last 75 years. The life expectancy of a man was 47 years of age. And now the average life expectancy of a man is 70 years of age. Time is changing. Only 8% of homes had a telephone in the home. But now it seems odd for a person not to have a phone on their person, in their pocket, in their purse, or on their hip. The average wage for my grandfather was 22 cents per hour. 22 cents per hour. Now we didn't surpass that. Now the minimum wage is at least $8.90. For all you coffee drinkers, coffee was about 15 cents a pound. Now that same pound of coffee will cost you $15. Time is back then, 2 out of every 10 adults could not even read or write. And only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. Once again, time has changed. Even the role of men in a household has changed. It used to be a time where the household was represented by a father and a mother. But unfortunately, now 75% of the households are headed by mother, by single women. So the man role in a household has changed. So the fact that men changed has caused women to change. Women used to be home taking care of the house and taking care of the children. But now women's role has changed, and they still do have to take care of the home, take care of the house, and take care of the children. But now they have an added responsibility of going out and being a breadwinner, being the sole provider. Times have changed. And so since the world have changed, and so since men have changed, and since women have changed, children have changed. I know we all seen it. We thank God that that child that's acting up in a grocery store is not ours. We thank God that that child that's sitting in the principal office is not ours. And so, change. Change in times has caused people to change. So even we as the people of God change. We change based on our emotions. We change based on our feelings. We change based on our circumstances, our concerns. The people of God has changed. Even though you might be a member of the church, you might attend church regularly or every Sunday. Your reason for going to church has changed. The reason used to be to serve God, thank Him for how good He's been, to thank Him for making a way out of no way. But unfortunately, people of God, we've changed. We changed our reason to come to church. We go to church now to see who's wearing the latest fashion. We've got the latest color, the new Gators. We change to see if that girl is still going to wear that short above her knee, that skirt above her knee. People of God, we have changed. And so I know tonight been selling you a lot of doom and gloom. But there's hope. There's good news, there's gospel, which is good news found here in our text tonight. That Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And so in the midst of the world changing, in the midst of time changing, in the midst of our physical bodies changing, in the midst of our emotional and spiritual change, in the midst of our churches changing, this text here lets us know that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the people of God, I'd like to encourage you tonight that though your situation change, we have the same Jesus. Though our circumstances is changing with all the changes that goes around, I would like to leave you and encourage you that Jesus is constant and unchanging in a changing world. Because our yesterdays, right here in our text, our yesterdays reflect our past troubles, even our past victories. So our yesterdays as we reflect on our yesterdays in Revelation that tells us that we overcome. Because the fact that you under the sound of my voice today is proof that God has been good to you. It's proof that God has shined and let you live today. Giving you a testimony. In Revelation, it tells us that in 12 and 10, it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And so our yesterday represents the testimony. And so I know I got some testimonies under the sound of my voice. I got some that say, God healed me when the doctor said there was no hope. I know I got some testimonies that said that the bank said you didn't qualify for that loan. But right now you're sitting comfortable and cozy right in that home that God gave you. You got some testimonies. Some single parents out there, the mother was worried about how I'm going to get my child to school. I can't afford college, but somehow you got a testimony that not only one of your children, not two of your children, but all of your children now college educated, all because of yesterday, because of that testimony. So we thank God that that same Jesus, that Jesus is the same. Same on yesterday, he's the same today. So don't get sidetracked by your circumstances and your environment that all of that might have changed. But tonight I'll offer you the good news that Jesus is the same. The same Jesus. The same Jesus that got our grandmothers through. The same Jesus that got our grandfather through. The same Jesus that healed cancer patients. That same Jesus on those yesterdays. I know I got a witness. That same Jesus has brought you to today. And so your today represents presently. I know I got some people that's going through some things. Presently, some people got some doctor reports that they just don't like. Presently, you facing some situations, some troubles and troubles that you can't see your way through. But I'd like to encourage you tonight that same Jesus that delivered you on yesterday, he's the same Jesus that would deliver you on today. That same Jesus. I know I keep saying it, but it's that same Jesus, because we need to be reminded that different circumstance, but same Jesus. Different situation, but same Jesus. Different negative report, but same Jesus. I just want to encourage you tonight, people of God, hold on to that same Jesus, because if he did it before, he'll do it again. That same Jesus. And so now we look at forever. Our tomorrows, our future. It makes no difference what tomorrow brings. It makes no difference what the future, we don't know. We don't know what the future holds. But what makes the difference is we know who holds the future. And so I'm so glad that God is not like man. I'm so glad that God remains the same. You know, some people, they crack under pressure. They good. But at the first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. But I'm so glad that Jesus said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's that same Jesus that will be there. That same Jesus. And so God has not changed the way he feels about you. Jesus still loves you. You learned it at Vacation Bible School. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. This I know you know. So don't let situations change what you know. We are faith people. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. So that trouble that you see, it won't last, because the word tells us that trouble don't last. For the things that are seen are just temporal. We know. And so we got to trust that same Jesus. That same Jesus that changed Noah from a drunk, that changed Moses from a murderer, that changed David from an adulterer. That same Jesus that changed Simon from a player, that changed Rehab from a lady of the night. That same Jesus that changed Peter from being a knife carrying gangster. That same Jesus. He has not forgot about you. Because he promised. He promised. So we have to change our perspective and stand on a promise. Don't get caught up on how we perceive things to be, but let's stand on how God and Jesus promised it to be. Because God promises is still the same. 2 Peter 1:4, Jesus, it says that, and because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share the divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. So his promises still stand. A promise is only good as who made it. And so God is not a man that he can lie. I'm a witness that he's a promise keeper. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God has not changed. I'm talking about the same Jesus. Matthew 11:28-29, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. God is still offering rest for our souls. The same Jesus. Isaiah 40:29-31 says, he's give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The same Jesus, he's given strength. The same Jesus, Philippians 4:19. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. So I thank God that he's still a giving God. I thank God that he's the same Jesus. Romans 8:37-39 says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus Christ, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So that's good news tonight, that no matter what you're going through, no matter who it is or what it is, the only thing that can separate you from God is you. So don't let it. Don't let the enemy have your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, devil, you can have my happiness, because my happiness is based on emotion, it's based on my circumstances, it's based on how I feel, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. And so that's why the saints of old said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away, because they knew that joy was foundational. Joy was strength in troubled times. And so, people of God, tonight, guard your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Proverbs 1:33 says, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear or harm. So don't let fear rob you of your joy. Don't let fear rob you of your peace. Because the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. And so anytime fear rises up, you know it don't come from God. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, joy, and a sound mind. And so when situations and circumstances creep up, stand on that word. Get on that word. John 14:27 said, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. I don't know about you, but that's good news, because I'm glad I still serve a gift-giving God. I'm glad that Jesus is still in the gift-giving business. Hey, how many can stand a gift from God right now? So stand on his word. He promised. Stand on the promises of God. Romans 10:9 said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And so that's the foundation of our salvation. Believe. Tonight, people of God, just believe.
Don't waver. Just believe. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift, that oh God, keep giving gifts, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The promises of God are powerful and awesome to grasp. I pray that these scriptures about God's promises has helped you today. And so as I come to a close, I want to encourage the people of God to hold on. When you think about your circumstances, think about the same Jesus. When you think about that doctor's report, think about that same Jesus. Because I don't know about you, I'm trusting and believing that that same Jesus, my grandmother's Jesus, my mother's Jesus, that same Jesus, that's who I'm leaning and depending on. And so, people of God, let's get back to trusting and believing in that same Jesus, that same Jesus, that same Jesus that's brought you out, that same Jesus that changed your life, that same Jesus that made a way out of no way for you. We know times have changed, but Jesus, he's still in the gift-giving business. He's still the same Jesus. He's the Jesus that loved you so much that went to a hill called Calvary. Not for something that he did, but he loved you that he took our sins. He bore all of our sins on that old rugged cross. And he died. And when he died, our sins died. No, it don't mean that you're not going to sin, that you're not going to stop sinning. But now you don't have to pay the wages of sin because he paid it. I just told you the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. So when Jesus went to that old rugged cross, he died one Friday. And I'm so glad that the story don't end there. Because early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And that same wonder-working power we have. Now we're able to become a friend of God. What a friend we have in Jesus. I am a friend of God. So tonight, people of God, return to your friend. I know we have friends we fall out with and we get all up in our feelings and have family members we fall out with. But Jesus is bigger than all of that. Jesus loves you. He cares. And so tonight, if you don't know what this preacher, what you're talking about, this same Jesus, we offer Christ to you. Because Jesus is still in the giving gifts. He's still waiting with his arms wide open. Jesus still loves you. Nothing you could do. We fall out of love with people. But Jesus never falls out of love because he gave his life for you. So tonight, if you don't have Christ as your personal Savior, if you haven't made him Lord of your life, tonight will be a good night. Because I know I got some witnesses that that same Jesus changed their life. That same Jesus changed their situation. And that same Jesus would do it for you. Amen. And God bless you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you that the word is going to fall on good ground. We thank you that some people that lost hope, some people that got deterred, this would jog their memory, this would jog their mind that you're the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that you love them and that you care. And Lord, so tonight we ask that you allow this word to fall on good ground. Let it become fertile and produce good fruit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being the same. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Rambis on tonight. What an awesome, powerful, much-needed word on tonight to be reminded that Jesus is the same today, forever. He never changed. Like you said, sometimes we change as people, but God never changes. So we can still trust that same Jesus because he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I'm thankful that I have a relationship with that same Jesus that my mother had. And I thank God for the same Jesus that my grandfather had. So I just thank God for he is who he says he is, and we're truly standing on the word of God on tonight. We thank you, Minister Rembers, for that awesome word. And I know that I was not only blessed by that word, and I just love how you broke it down with the different scriptures. I have so many notes on tonight from you, from the word of God, that is going to continue to bless me and strengthen me. So, listeners, that's why it's so important. I'm asking all listeners, that's why, and let you know that it's why it's so important that you get your Bibles out and your pens and paper so you can take notes as the man or woman of God that comes forth over this platform that brings the good news of Jesus Christ. You can write down those notes and follow along with them as they go through God's word. So during the week and also in your leisure or free time, you can go back over those notes and be refreshed and be reminded again as what God has promised us in his word. So we thank God for that word on tonight, the same Jesus. I'm so glad that he know me and I know him. Minister Rambis, you have not seen nothing yet. The best is for you is still yet to come. You continue to stand on the wall and continue to stand on God's word and preach the word. As my mother used to say when she was here in the land of the living with us, God bless her soul. I was just praying and thinking about her on yesterday and day before yesterday. We buried her on August the 1st of 11 years ago, and it seemed like yesterday. But that same Jesus that she trusted, I'm still trusting that same Jesus on today. And I know that I'm not the only one, and listeners are as well. So, Minister Rembers, you continue to trust that same Jesus to know that he has brought you this far. And he has so much more in store for you as long as you continue to be the doer of his word, continue to be the asset that he has called for you to be, continue to fulfill your God purpose in the earth that only you can do. And I just thank God for you. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ and also to the Greater Shield of Faith Church family and also to Bishop Jennings, our pastor and shepherd. Continue to be all God has called for you to be. So we just thank you for that word tonight. And I want the listeners to know, for those of you that may have been tuning in for the first time, Minister Rembers, again, he is a member of my church, where I am also a member. Again, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Well, I'm so happy to be able to present him to come forth with God's word over this worldwide platform each first Thursday and every other third Saturday. Again, for those of you that like to follow along with Minister Rambis, he's on this same network at the same airway each first Thursday night and every other third Saturday. So please pass the word so that he can continue to minister to you and your families and everyone that tunes in and hear what God is saying through this man of God. Continue to spread the word and be blessed by him through the word. So on tonight, we're going to continue to lift up the Woods family and Deacon's Heavenly Father, Deacon Thompson, and also Deacon, you just told me, I know who I'm not, I can see his face right now, but God knows who I'm talking about. And I'm asking all listeners, please keep our, not only our church family in prayer, but we are, as the body of Christ, we are our brother's keepers. And how are we our brother's keeper? And one way that we can continue to encourage one another in God's word, we can continue to lift each other up in prayer. We can continue to be there for one another when we see that there is a need in the body of Christ and love, and we are to assist those families and whatever we can do to be a blessing to them. So that's what being a body of Christ is, because that's what Jesus Christ is all about. He's about showing love, not just talking it. It's about being a doer of God's word. So we want to keep the Woods family up in prayer. And also all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies all over the land, not only those that are a member of Greater Shield of Faith, but we know that people are sick all over the land and people have lost loved ones all over the land. So as a corporate body of believers in Jesus Christ, we're touching and agreeing on tonight that those that have lost loved ones are going to be comforted by God. They will be able to feel God's presence, because I am a witness It is a hard thing to lose a loved one, but when you know that they knew God and they are saved in Jesus' name and they have a relationship with him, and when this do come and do happen, and then when we get sick in our bodies and we don't seem like we're going to get healed or be delivered, we know that God is the great physician, and he is the one who comforts and strengthens us in our darkest hours. So I am a witness that he will comfort you and he will strengthen you and he will be all that you need him to be. Just continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. Continue to stand on your faith that you know that you have in Christ Jesus, because the victory has already been won through Christ Jesus. We have a few minutes left. I'm going to open up the phone lines for those that of you have that are called in. I see there's quite a few people that have called in. I'm opening up the phone lines as I'm speaking right now. So if anyone would like to Mr. Rambis on tonight, what an awesome, powerful word on tonight, Minister Rambis. Once again, I have so many notes, and I get blessed every time I hear you live God's word. Again, God has so much more for you to do. So the lines are open right now for anyone that would like to have comments or feedback to Minister Rambis. Right now, the lines are open. We have a few minutes left, and I'm giving you all this opportunity to give comments and feedback and words of encouragement to Minister Rambis. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. I'm sure someone else was blessed by that word other than myself.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just thank you for that powerful message. And I thank my God and Savior for my yesterday. You know, sometimes we go through trials and tribulation. We wonder why we're going through them. But I know our God sent us through those tests sometimes to get our spiritual attention so we can rely on him. And as you say, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And if we believe in him, because we have no reason to lie, that we can rely on him and to him alone. And I thank you again for the opportunity, and I thank again for Minister Rambis and also you, Brother James. So keep up the good work.
Amen.
And God bless both.
Amen. Thank you for those great words of encouragement to Minister Rambis and also to myself. Anyone else on the line that would have like to have comments and feedback? The lines are still open.
Hello.
Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Stephon, your son.
Praise
the Lord. I'd like to tell him what a great job he did. Tell him keep it up. Tell him I love him. The message he said.
Well, we thank you for those words of encouragement and to let your dad know and your father know that you love him. And I'm sure that you are praying for him and as well as he's praying for you. So we thank you for calling in to give your father words of encouragement on tonight. Well, at this time, our time is short. I have like 1 minute left. Is there anyone else that would like to have a short word of encouragement to Minister Rambis before we go into closing prayer? Well, praise the Lord. We just wanted to also always, if we have time, we always have to open up the lines and give people comments, a chance to give comments and feedback to our men of God that brings forth God's word. But on tonight, as we're ready to close out tonight's program, and we pray that God was glorified. I know I was blessed by the word, and I know that the listeners were blessed as well. So, eternal God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another opportunity that we have did not take for granted or take lightly, that you use your man of God, Minister Rambis, again to bring forth an awesome, mighty, powerful word to the hearers and to the listeners on tonight. We thank you for him, Lord. We thank you that you are moving and you're using him and his body and his mind and his spirit to be a blessing to the body of Christ. We just thank you for him. We just bless your name for him on tonight. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up the Woods family, that you will comfort and strengthen them as only you can. And all those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies all over the land, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we know that you're still working miracles, because you're still the same Jesus that you was yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. So we just give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you honor because of who you are, and this we all pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer, said amen. Well, on tonight, continue to know that I love you. Continue to spread the good news. Continue to spread the news about this radio broadcast, that more people will tune in and be blessed by the word. So continue to stand on God's word and his promises. And until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.